I got it on now, though.
7 o'clock.
Do you have 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call to order this regular meeting for the Madison Plains Local School District. Todd, would you call roll, please?
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mr. Detweiler and I are also.
Ms. Cooley, please.
Sure. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I see we have no one signed up for public communications. If anybody forgot to sign up, would like to speak, please raise your hand, or if not, we will go ahead and move on to board work session. Does anybody have anything for board work session? Nope. Okay, that takes us on to item D, approval of the board minutes.
Mr. President, I move that the minutes of the March 15th, 2016 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes. That takes us to our financial report.
Thank you, Mr. President. First thing I'd like to show you is our cash flow analysis. Again, the bottom line is our projected line. The green line is our actual. So we're trending along just as we thought we would. We are doing slightly better than what we had predicted, which is a good thing. I also have for you is a comparison just to show you where we're at this time of the year compared to other years. It's a little bit of a different picture, a little better picture. So this is our expenditure history, and this is just through March. So you can see through March, this time last year, we were at $10,540,000. We're just slightly ahead of that, $10,585,000. So that, I think, is very good. Also, the revenue, our revenue at this time of the year is up compared to where we've been the last couple years. Last year, we were at $9,181,000. And we're at $9,332,000 now this year. So our revenue is slightly up compared to what we were. So the combination of the two, we're better off at this time of the year than we have been last 2 years, which is a good thing. Also like to report out to you that I did go to the OASBO annual conference and received my public records training that covers Mr. Butts and Mr. Mason, so you're both covered for your public records training that's required by the state of Ohio. Also got a lot of good information at the OASBO conference. Mr. Penny also attended that. Some good sessions and some good networking. And then I also have a report on the athletic department, our quarterly update that I told you I'd give you. We have that quarterly update here. The athletic department's sitting in a pretty good spot, especially compared to where they were last year. I put the prior year in here this time. So last year we were $91,000 in receipts. This year we budgeted to receive $127,000, and we've actually received $129,000, so 102%. So we've received, you know, $40,000 more in receipts than what we did in the prior year. On the expenditure side, last year we spent $105,000. This year we budgeted $132,000. We've actually encumbered of that $132,000, $107,000, and only spent $93,000. So we've encumbered 81% and actually only spent 70% of what we had budgeted. And that's a lot better than where we were this time last year. So the athletic department is sitting pretty good, and I think we're pretty done with receipts and expenditures. We're pretty much done. So,
okay. Is that higher receipts? Is that based off the donation?
A portion of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you do have the farm rent that was allocated there. And then you also have a donation for the floor, the field house floor. But all in all, you know, much better than what we were last year. So,
awesome.
With that, I have nothing else. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Musley.
Hey, Todd, just so I always have my mind on it, what's the date that we're going to run out of money, basically?
Actually, I was looking ahead a little bit because we're starting to plan for the May update, the five-year forecast. And adding in the state funding increases and what they're taking away in tangible personal property tax, and also our increases in salaries and our potential reductions, you know, that we may have. We're actually going to go into the red potentially even 2 months in 2018, in January and December. But we'll actually end the year in the black. And so I think we can probably get through those 2 months with our funds, you know, our other funds kind of propping up our cash position of the general fund, hopefully. If not, we can always get our taxes advanced to cover that. But we definitely go into the red 3/4 of the year and end the year in the red in 2019. So.
December of 2018 and then 2019.
Yeah, 2 months it's looking like we're going to be in the red in 2018.
Okay.
Now, that's not a guarantee. I mean, that's ever so slightly, and I say that that's not a lot. But
okay.
It's actually our low point, our bat wing type effect. It should drop us down below in 2018 if all things, you know, we forecast correctly.
It's not a good thing, but that's always the trend. The year before, but you're going in the red.
Mm-hmm.
Those two low months.
Yeah, and it just hits you really hard right there in January and December. So I think we can get through it. And we'll do everything we can to control our spending and trying to modify when we purchase throughout the year also. It should be able to help us with that. Any other questions?
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the March 2016 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Just had let's see. I move at 7:08 that we enter into executive. I move that we enter into executive session at 7:08 p.m. for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. That's section one, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, for the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And section three, conferences with an attorney.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 in executive session.
Okay. After we conclude, then we'll rejoin the meeting then at that time. So we'll go ahead and hold executive session in here, if that's okay. Because it might take a little while.
Jess,
yeah, you.
Mason, we got a ball bat. We get up a pickup softball game here.
Go ahead. How you pitching?
I'll pitch. Oh, good. That's my strong point.
It's right.
Too slow to play.
How are you?
Like a half hour drive for you?
Yeah, I live in Mount Sterling, so it's about 40, 45 minutes.
Okay.